Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast In the Huddle with Brian Baldinger and Carl Dukes, covering the entire NFL. Jason now joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Jason, welcome to the show, bud.
What's going on, guys?
Well, I just feel like last year, you know, we were in the thick of it with the will they, won't they with Baker Mayfield, and that turned into Deshaun Watson. And Now you guys get to live that for yet another offseason with Lamar Jackson. How sold are you in Baltimore that the Ravens were 100% keeping Lamar Jackson is the real deal?
That would have been sold on it. I mean, the owner's given zero indication that he's even – I mean, everybody can caught up in Deshaun Watson, you know, contract and this or that. You can go back to the Josh Allen contract. And they were nowhere close to giving them Josh Allen money when Josh Allen got Josh Allen money. That's years. We're going back, you know, before the start of two seasons ago. So they've been at it for years. They've gotten no traction despite the things they've said publicly. They've continually leaked things to the media or the owner just coming right out and saying the quiet part out loud. He's not worth my money. He doesn't think he's worth my money. He better win me a Super Bowl if he's going to get my money. Like, that all happened. And now here we sit. A player of this magnitude has played out a five-year rookie contract. They've never given him one penny over what a CBA that was negotiated when he was in elementary school said he was worth. Never in a – I mean, think about how many guys get a little something-something added to their contract for this, that, or the other. They haven't given this kid one penny. A CBA said they had to give him. And now here we sit. And it's not great between them, whatever they want to say publicly. And the owner is not budging, and Lamar's not budging, and we're now, I don't know, 3 weeks or so away from when you can start putting a franchise tag on a guy, 4 weeks away. And if that window closes and they don't have a long-term deal, and I'd be shocked if they do, then they have to go to the combine looking to get maximum return for Lamar Jackson, because Tom Brady's going somewhere, and Aaron Rodgers is going somewhere, and Derek Carr is going somewhere, and four of them are going to go in the first round, and not that any of them are Lamar, but supply and demand. So, no, I think he's going to be traded. I've written about this with the Washington Post for months. Literally, you go back 6-7 weeks ago. Like, it's probably going to be the NFC South, and it wouldn't shock me if it's Atlanta.
Jason, what did you guys think locally about the injury and him not playing in the playoff game?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is another one where, like, just because somebody parrots a talking point in the media doesn't mean it's factual, doesn't mean it's accurate. You know, it just means you're a useful idiot for some puppeteer. So, like, no one who's pontificated about his injury has seen a damn thing or knows a damn thing other than what someone in that PR office or someone in that front office whispered to them. So, I mean, he wasn't even practicing. So it was clearly a significant injury, at least significant enough that it was going to keep him out 4 to 6 weeks and not a week or two, as some would have had you believe. Is the contract part of it? I mean, he's a human being, and he's representing himself. So, like, does he have to also protect those interests? Because, hey, it took two to let it get this far in the first place. Yeah. I mean, so I don't know if we'll ever fully know. I will say this. Once he's traded, prepare for epic levels of, like, muck and ugliness and toxicity. They will be saying all kinds of things about him in that building. And he'll eventually sit down for an interview with somebody and give his version of events. And just like what you saw going into that playoff game, what he says and what they leak anonymously won't match up.
Jason, if Lamar does get dealt, does it trigger a rebuild in Baltimore?
I mean, they'd say no. you know, you trade a guy who was the unanimous MVP at 22 and you replace him with, you know, Jacoby Brissett or Ryan Tannehill, and that's the kind of thing I think they would do as a, you know, as a bridge guy. Automatically, you've gotten worse at and older at the most important position in all professional sports, and dramatically less athletic. So, and they're never going to pay for wide receivers here, and they don't know how to draft and develop them. So, like, this idea, oh, they fired Greg Roman, now he's going to be okay. Oh, yeah, be careful what you wish for. He's also the guy who had the best red zone offense in the NFL in 2019. I mean, Lamar had 113 quarterback rating with 24 touchdowns and no interceptions in the red zone as a rookie. Well, as not a rookie, second-year player, but first-year starter. So, I mean, look, they're going to try to beat you 13-12. You know, that's who they are. They put all this money in Roquan Smith. You know, they're going to try to get a corner. I think they'll get somebody like an A.J. Terrell, or if it's the Panthers, J.C. Horn, as part of the compensation package for Lamar, because they're really down to just Marlon Humphrey now. And you know, they're going to try to smother you defensively. And we'll see if it works. It's a tough way to win. The margins are really slim. And even with Lamar, before he got hurt this year, it wasn't working particularly well against real teams anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm curious what the future of Harbaugh is there if Lamar is not there, because it feels like 2 seconds ago, Lamar just saved Harbaugh's job.
Yeah, I mean, look, the real thing that's going on here is, like, how engaged is this owner? You know, and he's much closer to selling it than he ever is winning another Super Bowl here. So, like, that's where – I don't think anything major is going to happen for a while, because I just don't think – this owner's waiting to see what Dan Snyder gets for the Commanders, you know, and then figuring out what his number is. And do I want to, you know, do this for one more year, 2 more years? But it's close to the end. So I don't think he's up for the fight, having to go through all that rigmarole and flying around the country and interviewing coaches and GMs and all that. I just don't think. You know, I mean, he put Sashi Brown in here as the caretaker team president after Dick Cass, who basically ran the team for 20 years, retired. So I think they're kind of in a little bit of they're kind of in neutral. I think in terms of macro level stuff, you know, they got to find an offensive coordinator. Maybe they'll make another minor move or two in the staff. But I think it kind of is what it is until Bisciotti sells.
Jason, looking to the quarterback carousel at large here, last year it was defined by names Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz. Do you think that this quarterback carousel, with names like Brady and Rodgers and Lamar, do you think it will be as exciting, as enticing as last year's QB carousel was?
8 weeks ago, I would have said no way. Now, absolutely. And actually, I just filed a column for the Washington Post where I literally went through, like, you know, all the top free agents, all the top trade candidates, and the top four quarterbacks in this draft, and kind of tried to play the match game. And, yeah, I think it's going to be nuts. I do. You know, Tom Brady's not done. I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers is not done. He's just done in Green Bay. Derek Carr's got to go somewhere. Lamar, you know, I think that's over. I think he ends up somewhere. You know, where does Jimmy G slide in here? Some guys will stay put. You know, I think a Geno Smith, that is what it is. He's their guy. Daniel Jones, you'd have to be pretty silly in this market to let him walk, you know, after 5 years of development and him finally having a real coaching staff around him. But, yeah, I think it's going to be fairly wild and woolly.
Jason, a conversation that's been had on our show today and in all the shows, really, is Deshaun Watson the Browns' Joe Burrow? And can he be the Browns' Joe Burrow? I don't like that sound.
No, I mean, I'd be thinking, is Deshaun Watson the Browns' $50 million version of Jacoby Brissett? I'd set the bar there. Can he have a 12-game stretch like Jacoby Brissett did? I'm not so sure, but I would, if you're aiming higher than that, I don't know, man. You know, it looks like 2 years away, and I don't know. I don't have any psychiatry. You know, I don't have a degree, but I will be armchair Ziggy Freud.
Did the six games he played this year change your mind on him?
No, I think it's mental. I think it's beyond even just football. You know, I think it's Tiger Woods-ish. Like, when you go from being sort of the face of milk and cookies and everything that's right and wholesome about the Shield, and you're propped up as the ultimate good guy among good guys, and you know what I mean, a pillar of the community, and like the last guy who'd ever be a sexual predator, and then the whole world finds out you're a sexual predator, and you're so effed in the head, you can't even take, like, you can't even admit that you had a role in this. This is just something that came down from above that you were a part of. Nah, man, like, I don't even think it's about football. I mean, I think this cat, 18 months from now, they're paying him to go away, maybe sooner. And he goes away. Like, he can do whatever he wants to do in anonymity. Like, I'm not buying it.
Jason, this year, lost year for the Browns fans. That's the way it felt with the way it went, missing the playoffs 7-10. What can the Browns do to avoid another lost year?
Man, I mean, they threw all the money in the world at it last year, right? It didn't really work. I mean, they got a draft better. The defense, as much as, you know, on paper going into last year, a lot of people, me included, were buying that, well, it's got to be better. Like, it's got to be at least, you know, consistently above average. It wasn't. I don't know. And, like, Baltimore is not a juggernaut. Like, they're not great, but they're not going to be horrible because the defense is really good and they know who they are. And Burrow's not going anywhere, and I think Pickett's going to win a whole lot of games in Pittsburgh. I don't know how many rings he's going to get, but I think he's going to be the kind of guy who you can win big in the regular season with how they draft and develop quarterback, wide receivers. And I don't know, man. I am not very bullish on the Browns. It's kind of that one hell of an offseason.
Jason, looking to the NFL head coaching market, it all of a sudden went from Sean Payton's going to have a job to now we're not sure if he's going to have a job. Do you think he'll be coaching in the NFL next season?
I again, 6 weeks ago, you can find me on record saying if I could get action on where Sean Payton is next year, I would put my money on back at Fox. It's not, I mean, these are not owners who people like Sean Payton are dying to hitch their wagon to. They're just not. And the job, a lot of the jobs that he was most interested in didn't open up, but, dude, they're probably only about 10 and a half months or maybe less from opening up and having those same owners, you know, and having a bigger group of owners, you know, looking at him still as the bell of the ball. You know, the Denver thing was the one where you could maybe sort of sell me on it, but that's only if, you know, they blew out George Payton and they gave him carte blanche, you know, and they kind of made it all about getting Sean Payton when, you know, it's a first time owner, doesn't really know what he's doing. And he's saying the GM's going to be involved. And I mean, it just, it's sticky. And I don't think he wants his next, you know, stage of life. It's like he just dealt with the Drew Brees, you know what I mean? The end of Drew Brees for three years. I don't know that he wants to try to rebuild Russell Wilson. No, you throw enough money at him and whatever, I guess it happens, but I never saw any of these as a really good fit. And I know how calculated he is and how smart he is. And he knows that the Chargers fired an offensive coordinator. And Justin Herbert might get paid this offseason. And if Justin Herbert doesn't have a transformational season, Brandon Staley's done, you know? And the Rams, Sean McVay, like, he's stuck around for one more year. I don't think he's sticking around for another beyond that, you know? And, like, Green Bay might open up. Like, Tampa will probably open up. The Jets, I think, will open up if he wants to go to a market like that where he'd crush it. So, no, I don't think he's pressed.
Jason, great slate of games this weekend. Championship Sunday. Who you like in each game?
I like the Bengals even. Like, if you told me none of us take all the Mahomes ankle out of it, like, just sizing that matchup, I think the Bengals, I mean, I'm buying what they're selling when they face the Chiefs. So, and I don't think they're afraid of going to Arrowhead at all. In fact, I think Burrow kind of likes it that way. And the Chiefs defense, the Bengals are the more balanced team. Like, they just are. The Chiefs defense, I mean, they get 33 passing touchdowns this year, most in the NFL. Over the last 2 years, regular season and playoffs, the Chiefs have allowed 55 passing touchdowns and 11 personnel. That's 11 more than any other team in the NFL. We know the Bengals, right? The only people who live in 11 personnel more than the Bengals is Zach's buddy, McVay. And Joe Burrow, in 11 personnel, in three games against the Kansas City Chiefs, is 76 for 100 for just under 900 yards, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. They've only sacked him like five times on all those dropbacks. QB rating of 129.96.
Jason,
I'm with Joe Burrow.
Jason, real quick, buddy. I live in a world where I'm surrounded by iPhone snobs. I've been told that you are an Android a haver yourself. So I just, if you could just,
you're
pitch,
an alien too, huh, Jason?
If you could just pitch the superior technology to these plebes around me, it really helped me out.
It's everybody else in my family are the Apple people, so they hate me and they make fun of me, and like every time I need a new phone and I come back from the Verizon store with like whatever it is. I don't even know what I have. I don't know if it's a Samsung or I know I used to have an LG. This one's relatively new. They look at it like they look at me with scorn and shame. But I don't care. I would love to see BlackBerries come back. Like, you know what I mean? Like full-fledged with maybe even a little bigger keyboard.
Yep.
And I'm going blind too. So like, yeah, I need all the help I can get.
Well, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate that Android life. Jason, great stuff, man. Really do appreciate your time.
Hey, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockin. For him, make sure to follow In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.